Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chuck Bonner along with Julie Hayden, and this is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
That's right. Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We will get to the disgusting ABC reporter, Cash Patel, Denver Post comments on Barb Kirkmeyer, but wanted to start off with, oh, and I see we have Mark Hamden in the waiting room. We may call upon him, but I wanted to start off
with, we should.
There are lies, damn lies, and then there are Britta Horn lies, okay? So the chair of the GOP party put out this letter today to all the Central Committee members. So what happened? Saying, oh, Douglas County just passed a resolution calling for a stop to all of the party infighting litigation. We wholeheartedly agree. It's reassuring to see such strong leadership, exactly what we envisioned of the September ceasefire. The only problem is it's a total freaking lie. The Douglas County resolution condemned Britta Horn and all of her lawsuits. They called on the Republican Party and Britta Horn to quit filing all of these lawsuits against other Republicans. And instead, Britta pretends in this letter that, oh, look, Douglas County totally agrees with me. And then she goes through, that's the big lie. Then she goes through all these little lies about why she has to file all of these unnecessary lawsuits that continue to enrich her own personal lawyer. I mean, I saw this and I'm like, you got to kind of admire just the...
You do.
Like,
you
she
absolutely
should be,
do have to admire the gall.
She listened to Jimmy Kimmel call Tyler Robinson a MAGA guy. And she's like,
yes.
Hey, he can call him a MAGA guy.
Yeah,
I can say
right.
Douglas County agrees
analogy.
With me.
That's a good analogy.
You know, it's kind of like... So to set the stage, so what this is about, well, you know, Britta Horn, our unity candidate, our unity chair, has been calling for unity, 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 and talking about how horrible it is to sue other Republicans. In the meantime, she has launched a completely vicious and vindictive attack on grassroots people in Colorado. The Britta Horn and this, Mark Hamden calls them the Hornistas, filed the original lawsuit against the previous chair, Dave Williams and Anna Ferguson, for asserting that they were indeed the chair. Right. So Dave and those guys were forced to file other legal motions to defend themselves. And then they also tried to say when Britta, she was using her own personal attorney, that she couldn't do that. Right. To make a long story short, what happened? So these lawsuits are kind of going on during the transition. What happens is the judge basically dismisses the lawsuits that were filed on behalf of the lawyers that were hired by Dave when he was at the GOP chair, dismisses those. So even though they were hired, they were still the GOP lawyers. So Britta wins, right? She wins. It's dismissed. So what does she do? Having already had her personal lawyer bill the party $100,000, right? She says, you know what? Now I'm going to go after legal fees for the people, for the grassroots people who sued us. Rather than just dropping it, rather than just being unifying, rather than just having a ceasefire, she's the one who has continued to push more and more lawsuits trying to destroy and squash and punish grassroots over what, and we'll bring Mark Hamden on here a second, but Chuck, I just want you to weigh in because you're the lawyer, over what are essentially ridiculous, nonsensical, frivolous is too weak of a word, motions, right?
Well, one, you know, after you get a ruling, a judgment, you have to then, within 30 days, ask for attorney's fees if you think that the case was brought that's frivolous and fixatious. But they didn't do that. They waited over 90 days and then made an incredibly late filing. And so, at least against one of them. And so her chances of prevailing, moreover, there was an indemnification agreement out there, and you have to decide the indemnification agreement before you decide the fact they have no right to the attorney's fees. By and large, is because who responds? Does Matt Ronald do it, or does somebody on behalf of the Republican Party do it? And so they'll spend, I don't know, It's hard to know considering
Well,
how
they
much
spend
it charged for the other one.
$100,000 on a single motion, so God knows.
So I think this one, at a minimum, it'll be 30 to 50. I mean, and which money they don't have.
Right. Well, and again, and this is to the whole point of it is to punish the grassroots. This is a lawsuit that these are legal motions. They're number one. That's even say she wins. Well, Matt Arnold is hired by the GOP, so if she wins, that Matt Arnold has to pay legal fees. Well, then the GOP is going to be paying legal fees to itself, which is
Well, that
ridiculous.
has to be determined. I mean, normally you would hope because they have no chance, I don't think, due to late filing, to get attorney's fees for the prior lawsuit. So you'd rather, since that's a low one, then you'd want to have that decided first, and then subsequently whether there's an indemnification. Matt Arnold has indemnification.
But you hardly ever unindemnify somebody, right? That's a whole
Well,
purpose.
you could, but you theoretically, because you don't know who is supposed to respond, you have to decide the far more difficult question of whether the endeavor, the more pleadings, more research, more everything else,
To accomplish what?
your time barred.
Right.
But
To
we got an
accomplish.
earlier one, and he'll spend. I mean, Glenda will spend. I don't know how much Glenda will spend, but some huge amount of money to fight the one. And if he wins that one, then it doesn't matter because he's likely not to get the attorney's fees. So, but that'll take months and months and
And the
months.
whole point, though, is to punish grassroots. This is Brittlehorn, so, and I
Well,
see that.
no, that's not fair. It's not to punish grassroots, it's to mollify Glenda's client,
Brittlehorn.
Brittlehorn and her executive committee. On why he charged them $114,000 for a motion to dismiss. And so he'll go, well, I'll get that from Matt Arnold. We'll make
Oh,
Matt
yeah, like
Arnold.
Matt Arnold has 114. Keep in mind the same motion, Matt Arnold was cost $10,000. So let me see. I see we have Mark Hamden on. And Mark, I know you weren't expecting this maybe, but are you willing to, there you go. If you want to unmute yourself, Mark Hamden, Honey Badger, Parker Conservatives, knows a thing or two about Douglas County. So did you see this where Brittlehorn, I mean, Mark, I was just saying, this is, it's a flat out, it's like Jimmy Kimmel saying Tyler Robinson is MAGA. It's like, oh, thank you, Douglas County, for passing this resolution. I mean, it's a flat out lie. Douglas County's resolution basically was criticizing Brittlehorn, and she's pretending, oh, see, they all love me.
Yeah, it took a couple times last night for my wife and I, because we got that, and I was reading it, and I go, "Ah, oh, okay," but then I got her letter, and it was like that thing, and I had to go back and read the motion again, and it was like, "Did I read that wrong?" And it was like, "No, she's just totally lost it. She just doesn't know what's going on." That was basically a condemning what she's been doing. And she goes, well, I fully agree. And I'm just like going, this doesn't add up. I
Well,
mean,
here's what
I
I
just
think is
don't get
happening.
it. Well, but it does
Well, I
add
think
up
it's,
unless Douglas County gets back
yeah.
and says in some mailing to the SEC saying, you're being lied to. We did not
Oh,
do this
I
as a court.
wonder, Chuck, who might be putting that together right now.
Well,
Good
good. Oh,
move. When you
good.
read Britta's letter, it could, and I think here's
And
what she
I'll
was
give her
doing, Mark.
credit because if you're lazy or indolent or you just had a bad week, your kid is teething or something, you might kind of go, I'll forget about it. And then she could get away with it. She doesn't get away with it. It's egg all over her face. But
Well, here's the
when
thing. I
your
mean, it
face
was.
is already an egg anyway, it doesn't
Yeah.
matter.
So the thing is she's, it was worth a shot. I mean, and I'm glad, not will anyone else call her out on it? No. But because the
Oh no, Douglas County. Hopefully, they'll
Douglas
detail
County
that
resolution,
for
well,
all
that's what
SEC
people
members.
are working on it. But I was going to say is the Douglas County thing, didn't get mailed out to everybody, right? But her
Right.
letter did get mailed out to everybody. And you notice, so she's, it's the letter's made of 2 points. One, just sort of her press release saying how pleased she is that Douglas County agrees with her.
Supports
Then she
it.
actually sends her letter to Douglas County, but she doesn't, nowhere in there does she actually include the Douglas County, resolution which
No.
condemned her. So.
That's what's so brilliant about it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take a screenshot of it and embed it in there so everybody could see it. So
Okay. Well, why
I
don't you,
work.
Mark, set the record straight? What did you guys in Douglas County do?
Well, I was up camping in Steamboat.
Your
As we
cohorts.
did. So I missed the whole thing. I guess we missed the fireworks. I don't even know who brought that to the floor at the meeting, but obviously one of the people. Hey, Douglas County, there's pretty good alignment in Douglas County. Not everybody, but pretty good. Obviously, we talk about it quite a bit. If you take a look at it, Britta's gone out of her way to exclude Douglas County in a lot of different ways. There's nobody from Douglas County on the executive committee. And we're one of the largest counties.
Yeah.
And there's not one person on the executive committee. So, there's a lot, there's some bad blood here in regards to current leadership in Douglas County GOP. I don't want to be speaking for them. I'm not part of their executive committee. I'm just a PCP and an SEC member. But they need to, she just needs to reevaluate everything. But we're in Douglas County, we're taking a stand and saying, you keep talking unity and you're not doing what it is. All she knows what the word is, but she doesn't know how to apply the word to her actual actions to actually get anything accomplished. And that's what's so frustrating.
Right.
In the piece that I'm putting together, what cracks me up is Joe, what is it, Grutters, our new RNC chairman's coming out the
Oh,
night
yeah.
before the meeting for some snazzy cocktail reception. I'm going to send him a letter and I'm urging people to send him an email as well. You better know what you're walking into here, man.
Yeah.
And you have to understand the next day, we're hopefully going to recall this person. Yeah. So before you hop too far into bed here, you better know what you're getting into here.
And they have no money. I mean, and nothing against this guy, but I would just say when Dave and the previous administration had their big speaker before their big meeting, it was Steve Bannon, right? And then
Yeah.
before that, it was I
Sarah
mean,
Lee.
they had big speakers, right? And she gets some RNC guy who's probably, no offense to him, but it's probably his job to go do this kind of thing, right?
Right.
And I mean, so we know they're 20,000 in the hole. And again, the whole lawsuit, I mean, thank goodness for Douglas County for condemning it. There is no reason for her to proceed on this
No,
except
none.
to punish people.
Exactly. And that's what I point out. I go, you're just not doing what you're talking about, and it's blatant hypocrisy. We got to get you on track. I've had a few of the executive members call and talk to me, and it's just like, she doesn't listen from, I really don't know her that well. I've met her a few times, but they say, she's hard-headed, she doesn't listen. She's going to do whatever she wants to do and kind of be damned.
Well, the vice chair quit saying exactly that, right? And then the
Yeah,
treasurer quit.
so it, it's
Luckily, we
it,
got
it's
buckwheat in there to
oh
support.
yeah.
And
Ooh.
he doesn't speak at all. He's not, she's got him locked up in a closet because she learned. Well, yeah. And in the meantime, I mean, things are good in Colorado. Well, good being relatively, I mean, the Democrats are not in particularly good shape. And instead, Britta is spending the limited money that we have to sue grassroots Republicans rather than just
Right.
moving. Like I
But
said, she won.
I think part of it is, she's so far in the hole with this attorney
Yeah.
to a little bit what Chuck was talking about is, are they trying to work an angle to basically bail her out of her legal fees by going after these folks who probably don't have this type of money anyway? You're just punishing, good, hardworking Republicans that are doing the right things. So what you're basically telling everybody is, hey, you feel you're doing the right thing, we may come after you too.
Right.
And it sets a bad precedence all the way around.
Right. Well, and again, and to my thing is to just flat out lie. It's like, I mean,
Well, that's what I admire about it. Most politicians, they'll lie here, they shade the truth there, they, you work around the edges and stuff. This is just a blatant 180 degree lie. You
that's
got to admire somebody who is just
the
going to come in
blatantly and the
here.
gallness of it whole
Right. It's
thing.
like we
Yes,
wholeheartedly
the
agree with
pure
Douglas County. This
chutzpah.
is what I'm talking about. It's like, no,
Yes.
it's
It's sort of like a Richard Nixon moment. I am not a crook.
yeah. They agree with me in Douglas County. Well, what do you think? I mean, I agree with you, Margaret. She needs to be recalled. Now, granted, I don't know that we want Richard Holtzclaw in
Who is
charge of
going to
anything.
replace Britta Horn?
Yeah, well, they don't can't do it the same day, as I understand it. They have to then file, and another meeting has to be held within X amount of 30 days or whatever it is. So you can't fill it the same day because you have to make the call, right?
Right.
We're going to have a vote for the new chair. Who it's going to be, or who would it be? It's hard to say. I think we had a couple really good grassroots people that were in the race last time. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. But
The
I don't
party
know
is
who.
ostensibly in the hole. I mean, before at
Oh
least
yeah,
it had a little money. It was okay. Now
now I
it's
know.
hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole with no possibility of with good old Heidi Gnall sucking off every penny they've got for her own little fundraiser. It's like somebody said, "Hey, you want to take over his bankrupt business or?" We're about to be indicted, and you might enjoy it. No, no,
Yeah. I mean, yeah, from a business, a pure business aspect, it would be listed as a ongoing concern, right? Because your debt ratio outweighs your actual capital, and bankruptcy would be looming at this point. But I think I've kind of looked into the way the company's structured, and Chuck, you would know better than me, but it doesn't appear that you can actually bankrupt the entity itself that the
because it's not
GOP
an
sits
entity,
into.
it's an
Yeah, exactly.
unincorporated association of people.
Yeah,
There's no bankruptcy code provision for
so they could just
unincorporated
dip anybody.
associations.
Right. Yeah, Glenda. That's why Glenda's filing all these motions. It's her attorney, right? He's like, wait a minute. We need to
I
get
can't
my.
get covered here,
I can't get covered
so.
here. Well, what about too? Because I know there's a high bar for a recall. What about a vote of no confidence? Is there any talk about something like that?
Yeah, so I propose that in my last letter that went out to the SEC is, yeah, it's 2/3 to get a recall. That's going to be really high. But I'm wondering if there aren't some people out there with buyer's remorse and some people that maybe see this, my next piece, that kind of go, this has got to end. So that's 2/3. If nothing else, if we get a no confidence, it's 50% plus one. And
Right. Oh.
I'm pretty sure we can get something like that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, though, it's just a paper tiger, right? It doesn't
Yeah.
hold anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It gives us a little bit of a warm fuzzy and say, ooh, we got a little bit of a win, but
Yeah.
in essence,
Yeah.
you don't get a win.
Oh, no,
No.
that's a good point too. Well, I think she's not winning people and making friends and things like that, and they're not doing very much at all. And I don't know. Pretty soon, you got to wonder. I mean, this brave new world that she unveiled in her budget, you don't see any of that, right?
No, she
No,
can't
all those
afford
people
it.
seem to have gone away. I think seeing they're not filing their camp. What are they filing their finance reports? Just the bare minimum anymore, right? Not every
Right.
month. So,
Yeah, so it makes it hard to see actually how much is coming in or going out because they're filing it so infrequently. One of the things that
that's their best move. That
Yeah,
was their
that was
best
smart too.
move.
Well, the fact that they got a freebie coming in as their guest speaker, I mean, we got John Temple has for Arapahoe County has Laura Logan coming,
Logan,
right?
yeah.
And we're going to get our tickets to that. So we have that, and then we have Britta Horn is like some RNC guy. And again, no offense to him, I'm sure he's great, but it's kind of like, that's
Yeah,
not
and what happened to the centennial dinner? Didn't they
a right.
usually do a dinner the night
Yes.
before, and now we just have, and it doesn't even say cocktail, it just says reception.
Yeah.
So it's probably
So,
cash bar.
well,
Okay.
Marque,
Well,
listen, I
maybe they
know.
can make some money there. They can really
Yeah,
milk
really, the cash bar.
everybody for every.
Yeah, we'll all be drinking.
Yeah, drinking for the pain.
What? So I will let you go because I know you're busy, and unless you want, but anything else you want to kind of point out about this? And then where can people, where's your, I know you put your piece all over and you want to let people, your
Yeah,
writings
I'll
all
probably
over.
have it out in the next 24 to 36 hours. I worked on a little bit today and last night, and when I get home tonight, I'll probably start finishing it up. I gotta get some links together because when I put them together, I all I do is kind of put it right out there. Here's the facts, folks. You may not like or may like my commentary on top of it, but the facts are the facts. And you can't deny those. And that's what really gets people all burned up is I just put it out there with everything that I can find to back up what I'm talking about. But I'll have it out there to the SEC members, like I said, in 24, 36 hours, and it'll go on social media directly after that. But I'm looking
Well, let
forward
me
to the
ask you
meeting
about
on the
one other thing you
27th.
might have an opinion on. I mean,
Wait, what,
the
Chuck?
Republican legislators are really showing their wherewithal. So we've got the minority leader, Rose Puglisi, saying, I
Everyone's
think
too.
I'm moving. I haven't decided that I'm not taking a new job. I'm not doing anything else. I'm just going to go over to Mesa. That's it. Yeah, I'm going to go to Mesa County. So, goodbye. I'm resigning as your minority
I think
leader.
Ken DeGraff is running for minority leader.
Well, good, because he'd be great. And then the number three, Armagoth, he said, nah, I'm resigning. I took a picture of one of the legislators, Democratic legislators, who dresses like a stripper, and put it up. And of course, they're going to condemn me, not for her dressing inappropriately down the legislature, but for me pointing it out. I think I'll resign too. And he was the number three guy. And so, I mean, are they all going to resign? It's
I mean,
just.
there's some under the gold dome, there's some definite cracks. I'm hoping, Ken, I guess the vote is Monday, somebody told me on that. It's coming up pretty quick. But I know Rose put out somebody that she thinks, the rumor I'm hearing around is, and it just kills me to say this, Anthony Hartsook out of Parker. Yeah. I can't, could, I mean, talk about. Rhino Central. I mean, we got to get somebody at least out of the 60s
Well, Julia
to run
pointed
for
out,
next year.
and I didn't see it, but the Denver Post, in its infinite wisdom, was saying, "You Democrats, if you looked at Magellan strategy, Colorado voters and people don't like you at all. And what's really coming down the road is the most formidable person in the last decade or more, Barb Kirkmeyer, is running." You go, "Oh yeah, she's formidable. Oh yeah, Miss
Yeah,
F."
there's a good one.
There's an
Yeah.
endorsement endorsed by
Yeah,
the Denver
Miss F.
Post, Barb Kirkmeyer.
Yeah.
So Liberty Scorecard 48. Oh,
Oh, yeah.
that's gonna get the folks on the MAGA side excited, along with everyone else.
Yeah,
Hey,
that
listen.
one I just, and I think it's because she'll petition all the way on, and the way it's all set up, it's set up to carry people like that.
Oh yeah.
And that's why, I don't know, you guys probably listened to the Dave Williams on the opt out that he did last Friday. And I mean, he makes a very good case on why we need to, because like he said, if we don't opt out and at least try, and that's been my big thing, let's at least try this and we'll figure it out. And he had, the way he had it lined out on how we could do it is very simplistic. Very doable. It's not going to cost us really any more money to do it in the counties that way. And we get people like Barb Kirkmeyer more or less out of the picture unless they really want to participate in the process and not just pay for play.
Exactly. Hey, Mark, listen, thank you for your time.
Hey,
Appreciate it
no
very
problem,
much.
you guys.
Looking forward to
Good to see you.
hearing your letter. Thank you. All
All right, take care.
right. So we'll be talking more about this just because the meeting is coming up. But we just had to mention, it's like this is it's just, like you said, in a way, Chuck, you kind of gotta admire just the sheer
Sheer
ballsiness of
chutzpah.
just
If there were, the Yiddish word chutzpah ever had application, this is it. I mean,
Right,
just.
where she just lies. It's like, there's our chair for you. There's our
I mean, it's
chair.
kind of like, you can believe your lying eyes or me. I mean, that's such a great one by the husband caught cheating. Are you going to believe? And this is, well, thank you, Douglas County, for backing me 100%. I'm not
Like
going
you
to
say,
include the
thanking your wife who
resolution,
just
but
caught you cheating. Thank you for backing me. You're right. No, I just filed for divorce. It's like, thank you, honey, for your support. Want to switch over. So lots of, I guess in one way, it's the Charlie Kirk murder case has sort of entered the little, I don't want to say dribble, but it's a lot of the main information is out. But there are still certain things to talk about. One of the things, number one, the FCC chairman today is saying, Jimmy Kimmel on his show basically said, asserted that Tyler Robinson was MAGA, even though he knew then it was clear he was not a MAGA supporter. He was actually the exact opposite of MAGA supporter.
Well,
So
that's
the
it. So, Britta Horn, him, are pretty good.
Right.
They know what they're doing.
That's right. But the FCC chair says, you know, so already they've sued ABC. Trump filed like a $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times, right? The FCC chair says he may launch an investigation into ABC over Jimmy Kimmel saying this, right? Because it's clearly a lie and Jimmy Kimmel clearly knew it was a lie. So that's kind of fun. But in the meantime, one of the most insane things I've ever heard was an ABC reporter who was doing a live report, and he was talking about they had just released the text that prosecution had that Tyler Robinson allegedly sent to his trans roommate lover. And basically what they do is all they do is they describe why he killed him, how he killed him, you know, look under my note, you know, I mean, he described hiding the gun, he described his dad
Well, I love the part
recognizing.
where he said, "Look, I'm in trouble now. My granddad—that's my granddad's gun—and he's going to be really unhappy when I've got it." Oh, yeah,
And a couple times he goes,
the murder thing. Yeah, that might be a little upsetting
that might be
too.
problematic as well, but
Yeah.
it's just outrageous. And this ABC reporter go gushes about how touching it was, right? I mean, it's just insanity. And Doug,
One of
if
the
we could,
great
and let
love sonnets since Shakespeare. I mean.
right, and then and so Laura Ingraham interviewed Senator Kennedy about that, and his reaction was great. So if we could please, Doug, play the ABC reporter soundbite.
About those text messages between the suspect in Kirk's murder and his roommate slash romantic partner. Now, here's how one reporter at ABC is describing them. Watch this.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love.
Senator Kennedy, once again, some people need a shock collar. Touching? The guy just
Intimate.
murdered another human being. And he's talking about it to his love interest. It reminded me of something my dog would bring up. Touching? The guy murdered a human being. I try to be tolerant of other points of view. I really do, but that wasn't touching. And no fair-minded person can call it touching.
Yeah, Senator, they spent years dehumanizing Trump and dehumanizing his supporters and boosters like Charlie Kirk, but they humanize the assassin and his roommate. Touching
Well,
and intimate. It's just.
yes, and some of this is the fault of the media. A lot of it is the fault of social media, or in my opinion. I mean, let's face it. Social media has lowered the cost of being an a-hole. People do things on social media that they would never do to each other's face. And it's become just rage bait. I don't have a solution to it yet. We can talk about that another time, but that's a big part of the problem.
And I think Laura Ingraham there, Chuck, kind of hit on it in that the left, I mean, they go out of their way to dehumanize Republicans and MAGA supporters. And then this guy who the bulk of those texts, he's describing how he killed, you know, Charlie Kirk, why he
Well,
killed
other
Charlie.
than a salutation of my love or something, there's nothing touching and sentimental about saying, and the tranny kind of goes, "Well, did you really kill him?" Oh, yeah,
Well, I mean,
okay.
and
I
I,
mean, that's
yeah, there's nothing touching or into, and again, it's just the sickness of the media there. Now, the reporter apologized, and it's like, what a moron you
well, what do
are.
you apologize? Say I'm an
He
idiot or.
said, oh, I don't, something to the effect of, I didn't mean to say that murder is touching or something like that. But what's interesting, one, I kind of have a lot of skepticism about those texts anyway. You got to wonder, is he trying to clear the roommate? Is he trying to make sure? I don't know. I just find it kind of odd. If I had just like shot and killed somebody and assassinated them, I would like, number one, not be telling anyone about it. Number two, if I were telling people about it, I do it like in a phone conversation, not in a text that could be memorialized forever, right? And it's kind
well,
of...
But, you know, I'm, this guy
Well, so I just
literally
wonder...
has a genius IQ. He has a genius IQ. And so
Well,
he's telling his a lover, so, you know, I didn't leave, you know, it's a perfect crime. I didn't leave any evidence. All they might have on me would be this rifle. But instead, they've got just, you know, an incredible number of videotapes and everything else in the world. And this genius kind of, if I get the gun back, I'm all set, you know.
It's one of the things that's funny is the memes on it are funny. So they had this one meme I saw. It's like Jeffrey Dahmer on the, you know, the serial killer on the phone saying, "Hey, my love, look in the freezer." Those are kind of funny. And here from Charlene, who called for the hit on Trump and Charlie Kirk? The rest is misdirection, obfuscation, I didn't say that right, and weeds. I wouldn't trust Cash Patel to investigate a suspicious $499 charge on my credit card. It's all theater. These are patsies and everyone knows it, yet we give energy to the theater. You know, one of the things, and we talked about this the last show a little bit, that's coming out is these Trantifas, right? These very militant, violent, encouraging chat groups and social media groups that are all sort of trans and furry oriented in Salt Lake City. And then turns out that actually they're getting government grants, right? They're all funded by NGOs.
Oh, sure.
That. And which comes from George Soros. So Charlene, you know, I don't know specifically if somebody, you know, I have a lot of doubts about the hits on Trump, but in the Charlie Kirk thing, I think, you know, we tend to say, he was radicalized. I think it's more than that. I think he was incentivized at the very least, right? I don't think it'd be fair to say somebody hired him to do it. But it was much more, I think, intentional on the parts of these radical groups and the people who fund the. I mean, if you're George Soros, you would think that you would be like, oh, man, maybe I shouldn't be funding these people. Right. But he doesn't. So you got to wonder about, I mean, there seems to be clearly intent on behalf of the people who donate to these organizations that this is the outcome that they're looking for.
I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, they don't quit giving them money, right? They don't start saying, "Oh, maybe we need to clean up our standards." You know what I mean? No one is saying, "Oh, maybe
know,
we."
He said he you know, come up with this idea about a week before, it's crazy enough to believe.
I'm saying that yes, but what I'm saying is the people who support the. On, for instance, I'll go back to there was a time, and I don't know if it happens anymore. If it does, it doesn't get much traction. But there was a time when Al-Qaeda, right, and the terrorist organizations in the Middle East were paying good money to run websites and chat groups that were designed to entice, you know, sort of American youth to join their movement, right?
Right.
And it was very specific and it was intentionally done. And the websites looked like they were just run by, and the chat groups kind of looked like they were just run by this regular old person, but they weren't. They were very well funded, very well organized, and there was a clear intention behind it. And that's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's what's going on here too, that these Trantifa social media organizations that are in the end, we're finding out funded by NGOs. Well, yeah. The people, you know, I mean, it's not like they want to be like, it's just this like little crazy furry guy who's saying this stuff. Well, but who's behind that guy and who set up the infrastructure and the money for that? And I just think it's clear there's some intent there. Hey, Charlene, go ahead.
This one lady summed it up perfectly on Twitter today. She goes, "So now we're going to blame the trans people again? Like they are all ex-military snipers that moved over to the trans movement side? And they were so good with a sniping a gun. Come on, just stop." So are you saying these trans people are they do a hit like a military sniper does?
Well, from what I don't know, but this case, from what I understand is I don't think that this was necessarily, I'm not talking about the Trump stuff, right? But I don't know that this was necessarily a military sniper type of hit. The guy was,
the guy had a deer rifle.
Yeah, he was proficient.
You don't have
with the
to be,
and,
you know, the world's greatest.
Oh yeah, so
like, but Lee Harvey Oswald didn't have to be the world's greatest marksman.
But I guess, Charlene, I'm kind of agreeing with you. What I'm saying, though, is this: I don't think somebody specifically hired him, but I think that there are people behind the scenes specifically working on, I guess, psyops.
He's a patsy. The real sniper, he got to get away so soon. He's probably in South America.
Oh, you think somebody else? You think somebody else shot Kirk?
Of course.
Ooh.
Okay.
I hadn't thought about that.
That's a theory. That's a theory.
You know, I don't know. You're right. There's a bunch of wackiness with the trial of the guy who tried to shoot Trump was set up to shoot Trump in Florida. That whole trial is a nutcase.
That other little guy where they wiped their social media clean.
Yes.
You think he was some sharpshooter too? I mean, yeah. Look at him. We repeat everything we're fed. We're just monkey see, monkey do. We don't ever ask the questions they don't want us asked. We got to ask the questions. Who really attempted these hits? They are not amateurs. They're professionals. Regular, the guy, they knew Charlie Kirk had on a vest. They went right for the jugular. These are professionals. They're not trans people that came over from the military. I mean,
that's something to consider. No, I have to, you know, I think, and as always, you raise a great point, a very broad point, and that is everything is a psyop to a certain extent. So,
and then when you look at Cash Patel, I mean, he's testifying. He says, no, Epstein, you know, he did not traffic anyone, and they're like, oh, so Maxwell's in jail because no one was trafficked. And I mean, right. You know, you trust him with anything? I mean, he is just, and now they're doing all these distractions on, you know, stiff pencil neck Schiff, like that's going to go anywhere. I mean, they won't let us ask the real questions, and we go on, we just take it like, oh, give me a bone and I'll just run with it. I just can't believe we're not asking the real questions. But anyway, thanks for letting me.
No, there you go, Charlene. That's what you're there for. Well, and Chuck, you raised a point last show, a good point, when you talked about all of the specific people who were charged, put in jail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on the when the Democrats launched lawfare against us, and the Republicans, you know, it was like, who's in jail, right? It's like, no one. Who's actually been charged? No one, you know?
Yeah, there's no arrest. There's no arrest. It's just all distraction while they carry on with the plan to globalize the world under the new world order and Palantir in charge. And I mean, that's just where we're headed. But I mean, we get to ask questions and observe the theater, but as long as we know it's theater and we're not allowed to ask the questions.
The Matthew McConaughey True Detective thing, right? Where he says, you're not asking the right questions, ask the right questions. So there you go, Charlene. No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Well, it is hard anymore. The thing is you can't believe anything that you hear in the media really anymore, right?
Nope. Not much. That's for sure.
But anyway, the one, if you get a chance on Twitter, I know it's mean, but some of the memes going on that ABC where it's like, my love, like I said, Jeffrey Dahmer saying, my love, look in the freezer. And if you're the ABC, they're like, fire that guy. There is, I guess, a sort of a good sign in that he apologized right away, right? There was a time when everyone would have said, oh, leave him alone. We all agree with him, you know. And I think now, you know, after Trump is suing everybody and suing, you know, the New York Times for $15 billion, now who knows what will come of that. But I do like the fact that Trump is causing them pain, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what the $15 billion lawsuit's about.
I think what he's trying to claim is the New York Times has lied and covered up and stuff for Democrats, that it's been one big giant ad campaign for Democrats. And I think that when I was reading it too, and that was my question, it's like, now what exactly is he suing them for? And basically he was suing them for being lying pieces of crap. And it's like, I'm not sure what the legal standard is for that, but I'm just, who cares, right? It's kind of like E. Jean Carroll, right? No one cared that she was making that up. The Democrats don't care. So it's like, why should we care, right? Just sue them and sort it out in court later and make their lawyers, you know, make their lawyers happy and the editors sweat a little bit. And you know, ABC, after paying the $15 million, I'm sure that's why that reporter, you know, why that, and the FCC guy saying we're going to investigate Jimmy Kimmel. I bet Jimmy Kimmel doesn't say that again, right? Look at all the times The View said, oh, we have to make a correction now, you know? So you kind of hit him in the, yeah, hit him in the pocketbook. Well, what about, let's go back to something we talked about with Mark here for the last little bit. And that is Barb Kirkmeyer. It's like sometimes, you know, if you, you can tell sometimes, even if you know nothing else, who you should vote for by who supports that person. So Magellan Strategies, and who said they paid for it themselves, but I again, as I've said, I think there is this giant push in Colorado to get rid of both parties and shove us into jungle primaries where we, our only choices are between the handpicked puppets of the big money donors. That's where we're going. And everything, in Charlene's word, that's what's going on behind the scenes, and everything else is theater, right? So there's roughly, what, 34 people running for governor now. And that's like today, who knows from later on. But the Magellan Strategies, which is a conservative-leaning polling organization, put out a survey that basically said Democrats were unhappy with Democrats. So it's not like a great day for Bennett, Weiser, Polis, which is, and the Denver Post writes about that, saying, oh, they need to wake up, which is completely disingenuous because they so control things. And then they said, basically, here what they said is, they're calling on the Democrats to wake up, and they call Barb Kirkmeyer the best candidate the Republican has had for governor in a decade. Now, if you're Heidi Ganahl, you're like, excuse me?
Wait a minute.
But it's like, that's not, hello, Denver Post, that's, you know, you endorsing Barb Kirk, not endorsing, but saying that Barb Kirkmeyer is the best candidate we've had, you know, that says a lot, don't you think?
It says everything. You know, she's an F-rated, score of 48 on the Liberty scorecard. And if you elect her, it won't make the difference between her and Michael Bennett. It's hard to determine, except that Bennett worked for Anschutz. I mean, it's just, you know, Barb Kirkmeyer couldn't be worse. I mean, couldn't be. And I love how Weld County, who is just the kind of Republicans that Charlie Kirk hated, it was saying if you wanted to come to their very special candlelight service for Charlie Kirkmeyer, Charlie Kirk, because, you know, they loved him so much. They didn't. They hated him. I mean.
Well, it's like, and there's another story about Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams complaining, appropriately so, about the law that was passed that said that he has to release mentally ill, dangerous criminals if they can't get into mental health treatment within a certain period of time. And once again, never mentioning the fact that Barb Kirkmeyer voted for that. So you're right. So you got, what's the difference? Barb, that's why the Denver Post loves her, right? Barb Kirkmeyer joined all of the Democrats and voted for this outrageous law that makes everybody, you know, in more danger, right? And right, and again, yeah. Steve Reams, nobody wants to mention that she's the best candidate in a decade. And the biggest thing is, and I, this is why I mentioned this push to get to jungle primaries. The other thing is Barb Kirkmeyer, the one of her first, not one of the first bills she proposed, not this session, but last session, was to get rid of the caucus and assembly system, right? So, you know, they've tried it legislatively. So now that's, so you got her governor, you know, the Democrats will pass it. She'll sign that bill into law immediately, don't you think?
Sure. Not a problem. Not a problem. It's really hard to know where the Republican Party's going. But, you know, all you can do is smile and bear it. I mean, it's just, there's, if you read that, it was interesting. I don't listen to Jeff and Bill very often these days, but I was driving to an appointment and I listened to Jeff, and he made absolute sense for the first time I ever had listened to him. He said, you know, he'd always thought that if you gave Colorado a fair election and everything else, you know, they'd be for good things. He says now he's determined that really they're not. I mean, what do they love? They love the Ukrainian war. They think that's solid war. Wolves. I mean, if you're trying to think of a mascot for your team, make it the Wolves, because Colorado loves wolves. It doesn't matter. They kill livestock and everything else. We got to have them. They love abortion. They love gay rights. They love weed. They love, every social issue, they're very left wing. The one thing that they do like is Tabor. So they don't really believe government should constantly expand, but they think the economy sucks and it's going to get much worse. And so we should keep on doing what we're doing.
Well,
I mean,
don't.
it is the worst, most discouraging, in other words, it is the most discouraging polling I've ever, and I think it's probably correct because it's the one that Anschutz, through his mouthpiece, which is Caldera, was harping. So he's kind of okay, great. Colorado is really, really left on social issues, so we'll get very lefty Republicans, and that will elect them, and we'll have people who don't, think that abortion is the evil. We'll get all the people that which they did in 22, and they got crushed. And
Right.
so when it doesn't matter what the individual Republican believes or doesn't believe, whether the Republican's really no different than the Democrat. Colorado voters are going to vote for the Democrat. They don't care.
I used to think that what we've talked about before, I used to think too, what if we had fair elections? What if we had actual conservative candidates, not just rhinos, and I agree with you and I agree with Jeff Hunt in that I think no, Colorado has turned at least for right now, hopelessly blue. And I think your wolf analogy, you've talked about that before, is a perfect one. So you have all of these, urbanites who think wolves are cute and don't understand anything about the issue or anything about the danger. And they just like, oh, let's reintroduce wolves. And so they pass it. And it's like, what the frick? It's like, and they don't know, they don't care. It just makes you feel good to have wolves reintroduced into Colorado. You never mind the cattle that could die. I mean, cattle, they just pollute everything anyway, right? So we should all be
They're
eating
farting all the
vegan.
time. We can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, but that you're right. That says a lot about where the average voter is.
Yeah,
They're
the average voter, that old idea, Nixonian idea of the silent majority and all that. Well, they've disappeared. They went down the rabbit hole, which brings me to another survey they took. A separate one, not by Magellan, but by National, on Gen Z voters. And they said that for Gen Z voters, for those who voted for Harris, and they said, okay, what do you think are the important aspects of a successful life? And 3% of the Harris women said having children.
huh.
That's a shocking number.
Well,
That's an unbelievable
on the
number.
plus side, they're going to become extinct, right? So we're gonna
Very quickly. It's not going to take long at all. We're not spring chickens, or they may snuff themselves out before we're dead. I mean, if only 3% of the females think that a happy life includes children, because if you don't think it includes it, you're not going to have children. I mean,
No, wolves,
you
if
got
you were to
to
say, which would you rather have, a wolf or a child, right?
make.
And 98% of them or 97% of them would then say, wolf, let's get some wolves
So
out.
within a generation, we've taught all the lefty women that what they really want to do is work, be a wage slave for somebody for their entire life. That
Yeah.
that as long as they just put their head to the mill and just work to death until they're 65, and then put out the pasture. Well, that's a satisfying great life. I mean, it is
Well,
just amazing.
and then these people are now, and just a final thought before we go. I saw a story, I think Channel 7 had it, like, why are all the restaurants folding in Denver? And they talked to the restaurant owners, like, because the city policy's got regulations, we get the minimum wage we can't afford. The city goes out of its way to screw us. So, yeah, now we're not going out of the restaurant business. We're just leaving Denver, right? But the Denver voters, pretty soon they'll have nowhere to eat in Denver. They'll all drive to Glendale or something, keep voting for it. So, you're right. I mean, to me, I used to have hope, and I
Yeah, well,
used.
the Jeff Hunt was, in his own happy, optimistic way, just absolutely
We're
desolate.
doomed.
Just kind of going, that's what, what does a Colorado voter want? Well, he wants, gay sex while having weed. I mean,
About petting
it's
wolves.
and mating with wolves or something. I mean,
Ooh.
the average Colorado voter is a doofus. And where we got these people, they just pour in from Chicago and California, and now we've got this mass of it does make you want to move to Wyoming as fast as you possibly, or Texas or someplace, because if this
Florida.
these are the the
It's
silent
on. We
majority.
have friends that have done it. Hey, listen, that's going to
Oh,
wrap it
come
up for
on,
us.
let's pick out a few more minutes.
No. And on Monday, we'll have some more about this whole Britta Horn lies. I mean, hopefully, Mark Campbell is
Here's
putting
Britta
together.
Horn. I always thought she was kind of a dolt, but to be that big a bold ass
Conniving.
liar, you got to bring her. She's got to go up in your estimation.
She has a little bit of credit there. Hey, thank you to everybody on Zoom, the great guys at BBS and Mark Hanford for coming on. And Charlene will go look at re-examine the questions we're asking too. And otherwise, everybody, we will see you again on Monday.
Take care.